listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I'm pleased to welcome to the Phoenix FM studio at last, Avalon. Did I do it right? Was that spot on? All right, come on. What is it? Give me a clue. Is it Avalon? Avalyn? Avalyn?
Avalyn.
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 Avalyn. Oh, see? Shucks. With an S. I knew that. Do you know what? I've been practicing it all that time, and then as soon as it came to the crunch, I got it all wrong. Right, let's introduce yourselves from left to right. First off, this young man's new, isn't he?
Yep. I guess I'm kind of new.
Yes.
I am.
What's your name? What do you do?
My name's Nick.
Not and for work,
I
for you.
Dabble in guitars.
You dabble in guitars?
Yes.
Okay, and Sophie, welcome back to the show. Of course, you've been on the show before.
Yes,
In fact, you've been on both the studios, haven't you? Our old studio and the new studio. And, of course, if you want to look that up on the Showpage blog, you'll find it under Yesterday's Sorrow was the original band, wasn't it?
That was the original one, yeah.
And so you get that name right, don't you?
Well, it's easy, isn't it, really? I forgot what I was going to say now. Now, you're the main singer. And, of course, over here we've got...
Matt. I play drums.
You play the drums. Yeah, did you play drums last time, though? What did we do last time? Do we have a beatbox?
No, I hope not, because I can't do beatbox.
Well, he says play drums, it's more hitting things.
Yeah, it's more making noise. Yeah.
Tell me he's not here just to make the numbers up or anything like that.
Well, kind of, yeah.
So, where are you all about now? Because you're not from Essex now, are you? You've all moved the field to different places. So you're talking about coming back to Grays, I think, Orsett, earlier on.
Yeah.
So where are you at the moment then? Are you a bit further afield?
Twickenham area. We're all pretty much in.
Yeah, kind of.
Twickenham is, I mean, that's like the other side of the planet, isn't it?
Feels like it, I think, for me.
So what does that make about Uxbridge, then?
It's absolutely.
God knows where that is.
Nowhere near Essex whatsoever. So, anyway, so tell us about the new band. So why the new band and why the new name?
Well, basically, we had loads of ideas in Yesterday's Sorrow
that never come around, unfortunately. The two members before left, and it kind of left me and Sophie.
Damn them members.
I know. And there were so many ideas going around as well. And, our first point of call was to bring Nick in the studio with us. And
so basically, I'm second choice.
I'm going to bully them on Twitter. Bang, damn members. So you've kind of reformed. There's two original members you got. So you thought, new name. Is the music much different?
It definitely goes up a level. It's definitely up a level, 100%.
So let's just quickly talk about the music. How would you describe the music that you're doing at the moment, your musical genre?
I'd say alternative.
Yeah.
Alternative, definitely.
I find it quite hard to put female-fronted alternative bands into a genre, because they all sound quite different. But it's definitely melodic, more melodic than before, I think.
100%, yeah.
Well, getting me in changed a bit for you, because obviously before, where they had the other members, it was a heavier tuning. So I've come in with my style, and I don't play in that tuning, so it's changed that for a start. So it was more evanescency, I'd say, before, but now it's kind of changed. It's a little more alternative, I think. A bit lighter, but still rocky.
Yeah.
And how did you get to join the band? Did you know him before?
I've known Matt for now probably about 4 or 5 years. We've done a project in the past together, and there's always been, you know, maybe working together in the future, and then this opportunity come up and we thought, why not, let's give it a go.
And the music you're making at the moment, where are you drawing those influences from? Is it your own style, or are you drawing from bands that you see at the moment?
I mean, I find it difficult to say we sound like another band. You can definitely, there's certain parts you can hear that you think, oh, you know, that sounds a bit like...
You'll always get
that. So. Yeah, of course.
It's not like we've invented any new chords or anything, is it? So
it's a brand new chord, E+ minor. If there is one already, I'm sorry about that, if you've already invented it. No suing me, please. If not, maybe you only need like 8 fingers to play the one chord. So you have to go like that. You can't. Someone else has to strum it.
Bring back the B sharp.
Yeah. Right, let's get one of the tracks on, because I'm holding. Then we'll talk about the EP. Now we're going to go with track 3. Do you want to introduce that for us?
They'll look at me.
Yeah, read it out to you just in case you've forgotten.
SOS.
SOS. We'll be right back.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. I love that track. That was really, really punchy.
Thank you.
And so much different to what you've done before. Not you, because you wasn't in the band, but it was... you can't take credit for anything you've done before. But yeah, I really enjoyed
I'll
that
take
track.
Credit for that one, though.
Yeah, yeah. Right, now, I'm holding the new EP. And you know what? One of the questions I was going to ask, funny enough, just jumping the gun a little bit, was normally... when Sophie comes in, she's got like different colour hair, 25 inch boots like with, up here.
Only 20 Stilts. Inches today.
Yeah, with like a massive like 200 buckles on them. you know, like someone, well, you know those vampire hunters you get on the American shows. She'll come in dressed like that, which is all pretty good. Lots of stuff, yeah. And lots of photos going on from people usually outside the studio, and bits of blue in her hair. Of course, it's actually on the front of the cover of your EP. And you've done that some kind of poses like that in on some of your photos, haven't you? We've got some great photos. Not me personally, but. And rather strange. Now, there's how many tracks on this EP?
Five.
Talk me through the, because obviously that was the third one. What's the first and second one on here?
But, well, The Only Way is a bit more more punchy, I'd say.
So that's the heaviest one on there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a bang to start off, which hopefully we'll place shortly. But that, yeah, quite happy with that one. Like that one.
And then Paranoia is a second track, which... It brings it down slightly, but it goes to show our melodic side, really, and a bit more chilled out.
And this was recorded at Egypt Lane Studios.
Indeed.
Whereabouts is that local to?
It's not far from Uxbridge, is it?
Yeah, it's like Beaconsfield sort of way.
Yeah.
What, not too far.
What is the... I'm just reading the this little bit here. You can tell me about this bit. Additional claps and backing... What's claps? Someone go...
We've got
is that additional claps? Additional claps.
We had a bit, had a bit of fun with that one, didn't we? That
was Paranoia.
Yeah.
Jake Robbins. Hello, Jake Robbins, if you're out there listening.
Yeah.
I've just nicked your job with a couple of claps there in the middle.
Towards the end of Paranoia, we've kind of got like this claps and stomps going on. We tried to experiment with a lot of things on this EP, tried out new ideas, and it was basically late on in the recording we sat and we thought, let's
it was a bit spontaneous, wasn't it? You know, yeah. We just thought it'd be quite nice to have a chanting at a moment, like for live, hopefully people can sing back to you. And then we started messing around with the hand claps. Then it got fun when we started doing stomps, didn't we? And we moved the rug and we found a load of sand under it. And we got a bit weird, didn't it, at 1 minute? But
it's weird, just listen to it.
Yeah, well,
sand under rugs.
I know. I'll have just a quick check. Did you bring some with you? Just like a good luck thing or something. Just like chucking a lot of sand everywhere. Tell us about if you could, when you get a bit bigger and if you could work on stage with another act, who would you like to join the stage with? Famous act.
Ooh, I know who your heroes are straight away.
Who's your heroes?
Placebo, definitely, 100%.
What do you listen to sociably then? If you're in the car and you're driving down, take it. Obviously, listening to your only EP on the way down. But
we were today, yeah.
Just to make sure it still works. Yeah,
to be honest,
and it's not sticking.
To be honest, I was listening to the magic on the way here. A little bit of chilled out music on the radio, but I actually like virtuoso guitarists, so quite different from the style of music that we're writing.
And Sophie,
I like Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce the Veil, and
I thought you might. I knew it. Just when you thought she was going to say like Lady Gaga or Christina Aguilera.
No, a lot of the American male singers have a really high pitched voice, but they mix it with a bit like heavier pop rock music, and it sounds awesome.
Cool. Now, is this available? Can you download this at the moment? Or do you have to buy it on CD?
We are. Trying to get up on iTunes, aren't we? But download hopefully soon.
At the moment, it's up on our SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/Avalyn Music. So you can go on there, and it's got the three tracks that will probably be played today. But there's a couple more that we're going to put up tonight, so you'll hear some ones that haven't been heard yet.
Super cool. What are you doing about gigging? Are you gigging at the moment?
No, we're trying to promote the music first of all. Let people hear our music, and then we can basically
unleash it live on
stage. And then unleash it live, exactly.
And That itself has just ruined my next question, because I was going to say, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you on stage? But of course, the embarrassing thing at the moment is because you haven't been on stage. You haven't had any of those
that's
moments to share.
Enough.
Plenty of them in the past.
More embarrassing studio moments, like finding sand under the carpet, which is
I think my most
rock
embarrassing
and roll,
moment was in a previous band, my first ever band when I was about 14, 15. And my first ever gig, and I dropped a stick live, and I stopped playing drums at the time.
And that's hardly a major. I suppose if you're playing the drums, you do need the stick bits, don't you?
Well, it always helps.
Wait, everyone, stop the song. Stop the song. And just play with one stick. No, not the same.
I recovered well. Picked it up and just joined in the right time and kept.
So you recovered well after stopping playing drums totally. Sounds like a good recovery.
He only had one drum. There you go. The bloke took over with the claps. Extra clapping coming in from DJ. Before we put the next track on, let's go through. You're writing these songs, obviously. Talk us through the songwriting process. Is this something you all do, or is it individual people writing certain songs?
I think most of the time, the songwriting lyrically and the melody is split between Matthew and me. Lyrically, we definitely split that in half.
Yeah,
and then a lot of the time Matt will come up with a concept, and then when I come to doing the melody, I'll chop and change it a bit, then Nick will do all the guitar parts and, you know, give his contribution to the actual instrument part. So we definitely all share it out, and then all give our verdict at the end and see if anything needs changing.
And what about, so have you got anyone to, you're sticking with you're more of a three-piece, four-piece, I suppose. That's
Yeah, live them.
When you go,
be
on drums.
There's options to be considered.
Yeah.
You could put an advert out. Man with drums wanted, or woman, must have two sticks.
Well, you don't know, we'd go Def Leppard style, couldn't we?
Gets paid the same rate as a man with extra claps. not price per clap, because it gets expensive that way, doesn't it? Let's get another track on, because I'm excited to listen to the next one. This is going to be track 4. Tell me a little bit about this one and what it's called.
This track is called A Ghost, and it's a song that I wrote previously on the piano, so it's quite a melodic, calmer song.
Cool.
There you go. Beautiful voice of Sophie.
Thank you.
Right, now, do me a favour, you.
Me?
Do you want to go and open the door to my other guests and
will do.
Chuck them into the studio too? Because I'm online now and I can't move. You've got me.
I'm trying to bang the door down.
Quick, why's he gone? What was his name again? Oh, yeah. Do you know, I was watching Daddy Die last night on Celebrity Juice. So funny.
Oh, that was class.
I mean, I can't even tell you. We can't even speak about it live on air. Because
the last game.
Because it was so rude. Yeah, it was really funny.
Absolutely. And
had me in stitches. And I was tweeting to everyone. And because you had Little Mix on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Pick a Mix, as I call them. they was on last night. Do you watch The X Factor, by the way?
Yes,
we do.
Yep. We do.
I don't.
Nick doesn't.
I dabble. When I get in from work sometimes and it's on in the house, I'll see a bit, so I know roughly what's going on.
You dabble.
I like that word today, don't I?
It's a good
dabble
word,
in guitars, dabble in X Factor.
Yeah, dabble. Abba dabble doo. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Who are you rooting for? Who stands out for you on this year's show?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's one of my better ones.
I think her name's Sam, the prison guard
officer.
Yeah, she's definitely got the best voice.
Yeah, I think so. I quite like the other girl as well, with a very deep, low voice. I think she's fantastic. Yeah. I can't think of her name, but...
I'm sure it's Sam.
Yeah, it's not Sam. I think the young kid's coming through quite a bit as well. The little...
the Scottish kid.
Boobly one, yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic as well.
But is it something you'd do? Would you look at going on to a reality TV show if you was asked? I'm not asking it, I'm just saying.
Probably not, no. No.
We're too boring.
I think those kind of competitions are aimed at definitely the commercial mainstream. I don't think they really take into consideration different styles of music, to be honest. They just appeal to what would sell to the masses.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that, in a way, I was watching some of the comments made by the judges, and they was talking about Sam. We're talking about Sam Callahan, and that he wasn't the strongest singer in the competition. Mm. But then I thought, well, James Arthur wasn't the strongest competition in the last year's one. He had a great way of changing songs, but he had a great voice, but vocally, he still wasn't the best singer. So it's hard to say. The overs always, I think, are always going to fall on their head when it comes to the voting public. I think the kids will end up choosing. To be honest, I quite like Rough Copy.
Mm. Well, yeah, unfortunately, it's not all about music now, is it? Unfortunately, so.
No.
That's where that, I think, well, we wouldn't be interested in something like that because we want to do it for music's sake, what we enjoy, and hopefully other people will like it because we do it.
There is other reality TV programmes. You could go, imagine if you was in the Big Brother house. Yeah. If you was in the Big Brother house and you three and the bloke does the clapping as well.
Okay.
He's in there. Right. And a drummer.
Bring Jake.
And a drummer with one stick. If he was in the house, who would be the person, you know, when you go into the little room and you have to vote someone off? Who would you vote? What other member of the band would you vote off? You think, oh, really annoys me. Sophie sings in her sleep or something like that. Or, you know, she keeps looking at her hair in the mirror. Or what who would you vote off first?
Well, for me, it'd be obviously my competition, the drummer with the two sticks rather than the one stick. So I think I'd vote him out straight away because he's my competition. I can't have that.
What about the jungle? Could you go into the jungle?
I'd love that. I think I'd love that.
Yeah, but see, eating that strange stuff. What would you be your? For me,
well, I got the eating thing. Eating thing wouldn't be. I wouldn't like that. But I like camping anyway, so I like going out.
I don't know. You say about eating strange things, but you should try.
Yes, camping's good.
But that's just as bad. That's some strange things.
Well, saying that, when I came round the other day and you cooked me dinner, you burnt half the plate, didn't you? So.
It's not like camping, though.
I'd rather eat some, like, kangaroo testicles or something.
You get a tent when you're camping, though, don't you? I mean, you're talking about outside, and it's in the rain, and with creepy crawlies.
No, out of all the reality shows, I think that would be the most surreal and interesting experience to go for. But, yeah, I think when you're put in that situation, some of the things must be quite horrible, like in a coffin with bugs crawling over you and stuff. And
I think the rats, I mean, when I say the rats, I know they're bred for that, you know, they're not wild rats, you know. They've got a limited chance of biting you, I suppose. But for definite, I don't think I'd be too happy with the cockroaches in the helmet they put on. I mean, remember that one that year where the one ran up that girl's nose? And she was going, I hope you're not eating anything. If you're eating a Sunday lunch now, that was probably a horrible thought. You just got one of those little mini sausages with bacon on it. Don't put that up your nose and try to.
So I hope we never get anywhere because you guys are going to be pushing me to get in there now.
Listen, I'm going to play a quick ad and then we'll be straight back.
Brilliant. Want to learn how to drive? Then why not call Easy to Pass? With Easy to Pass, you can learn to drive at your own pace and at a time and day that suits you. And we don't just teach learners to drive. We can offer refresher lessons and motorway tuition, as well as training people to become driving instructors. So why not give Easy to Pass a call now on 0800 881 8745 and get yourself on the road to getting a driving licence. Or visit our website at easy-number2-pass.co.uk.
I have to tell you before I go to the events guy, but Sophie's chatting away to me. I've got my headphones on. All I can hear is like, we can't see that because I'm just doing lips, but she's going... What is she saying?
That's what she's actually doing. Look, she's not actually saying anything.
No, she's just, yeah, just, yeah, just. Now, I'm going to do the events guide. You can just carry on talking amongst yourselves. I'll leave the mics up, actually. Here we go.
Phoenix FM events guide.
Yeah, don't interrupt me. The event is on Thursday the 14th of November at 8 o'clock, Deep Blue Sea by Terence Rattigan. I hope I said that right. It's organised by the Ingatestone and Frying Dramatic Club and it's at the Ingatestone Community Club Theatre. High Street, Ingatestone, set in post-war Britain of the early 1950s. This play is about love, lust and a woman's attempt to live by the dictates of her heart rather than the expectations of society. Ooh, the decision she arrives at will be far-reaching. So if you want to check that out, Jennifer Godwin is the contact, 01277 355 423. You can find this and all the rest of the events on theatrefm.com/the events guide.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on events guide.
Could you do, do you go to the theatre or anything? Could you watch a play like that?
Yeah, definitely. I quite like going to theatre.
Yeah, I could. I would go. See something like that.
I could hear like people cheering in the background. Can you hear that? Oh, perhaps it's just me.
It's the voices,
those
in my
voices
head.
Again,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, so you'll meet the mother me. Hello, and hello from me as well. Now, let's just go back to the new EP. Are you looking at doing videos? Is it something that you're going to look at? I know lots of homely bands now head to YouTube and do some postings and, you know, build up their followers there.
It's a big part of the market now, really, isn't YouTube? It's kind of an essential, so I guess it's something we'll look into. But just to say, we've only literally just finished the CD and started putting the tracks up and being played today for the first time, so get people to listen to them a bit first and then we'll look into something like that, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
What is the... When was the last time you told a porky?
This whole interview, isn't it?
Do you know what? I added that question in last week, and I just thought, oh, I'll retry it, because everyone goes, oh, no, oh, blimey. You don't have to answer,
no,
answer
that one. No, just kind of friendly, isn't it?
There's a money spider going, like, dropping down. Is that good luck?
Yeah, certainly not dropping on me, that's for sure.
And the thing is, it was really weird, because we were just talking about the jungle, and there we have a live member... of the jungle, that might be one of those false widows. A bit small, but
looking to escape as well. By the looks of it.
He is going out the dun. He's going out the skylight up there, isn't he? Look. Now, we was going on videos. Is it something you? I think you should have a video because I think you'd be good. Plus, we want to see Sophie, you know, doing the strange bits and the big boots and stuff.
Well, we got a photo shoot coming up this Thursday, haven't we? And it's quite an interesting a look we've gone for and location. So that should be interesting. I won't give anything away about that. But the pictures will probably be up next week on Facebook. So because we actually haven't got an identity at the moment, It's secret.
Talking of identity, how do people find you? Because we were talking off air earlier on about Twitter and Facebook, etc., etc. How can people find out more about the band?
Well, it's the main link is facebook.com/AvelynMusic, and it's exactly the same for the SoundCloud, which is SoundCloud/AvelynMusic.
And you have to put the music bit in because it'll take you.
Yeah, it's just so difficult to get everyone's taking every name under the sun. So we went for that because you obviously got the, you know, don't know what I'm trying to say. The same for both Avalyn Music on Facebook and SoundCloud, so there's no confusion trying to find one or the other.
Okay.
But I said it's all quite new on that sense. We've been concentrating so much on the music that we've only just started the online plugin. So, but the tracks are up there, so you can listen to them again after today on there.
Yeah, they'll be on the show page blog anyway, which I'll be putting up tomorrow around about midday, so you'll be able to listen to the whole interview again. I'll separate some of the tracks so you can listen to those. That'd be great. We're going to play, because we're getting short on time, so we're going to play this track off your second CD, which is track one. I'll take there's only one track on there, isn't it? Is this a, it? Why is this on a different CD? Is it for your sake?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, it's a different version.
Yeah.
It's a radio. That's what we call
radio edit.
Radio edit. It's a radio edit of what number track would it be on here?
It's
normally?
Called Guess the Word.
It's the first one, the one with the swearing on it.
Guess the word.
Yes. Well, I'll be doing that. So we're going to play that now. And this is, what's the name of the track?
The Only Way.
Minus any
swearing,
beeping,
swearing.
And I'll play that again because you separate that one from me, and on a different CD. We'll add that to the Sunday lunch track playlist. We're just talking off air. In fact, we were just giving Sophie a bit of grief off air, wasn't we? Really?
Nothing new there then.
She's got her retro glasses on, of course. Retro glasses mean they just got glass in them. They haven't got any lenses in them.
No, these are prescription lenses.
Oh, are they?
We're all blind, aren't we, really?
Upturned at the corner.
I'm over here.
Like
1950. Who said that? Yeah, I'm over here, Soph. Yeah. So, and also, just the last thing before we sign off, I noticed that on the front cover that it's just you. Are they hidden? I mean, obviously they can't see this, but I'll post a picture of this up on the blog page. But you've got the big the hair going across there because it was probably windy that day when they drew this. Are the other two behind that, or
the raven? The raven scared us away.
Yeah, it's not actually me, because I've got a different tattoo on my back.
That doesn't sound. That's not you. It's the other you. That's not good.
No, that is like a Cheryl Cole tattoo. That one. That's a big tattoo. That
a bit higher up.
A little bit of bum there as well on the on the CD. It's a bit raunchy. The back's quite good as well. Not that back. That bit. The actual back of the CD.
Whose back are we talking about?
Well, I'll leave it there. I'll quit while I'm ahead, as they say. Listen, thanks for coming in. Good
Thank
luck
you.
In the future.
Thank
what's next? What's next for you? Obviously, the end this year is more or less gone. What's next for you next year?
Plug in the music. Well,
plug the music. Get some gigs underhand.
There will be. Promote is what we're going to do until the end of this year. And
video, hopefully, early new year.
Yep. That's the plan.
Great stuff. And then we'll get you back and we'll have another chat.
100%.
And give time, Sophie, to get some new clothes.
Yeah. We'll try and get something different. Well, not that they can anyway, anyone can see it, but...
Perhaps you could just stick some coloured styles on it or something.
I'll wear coloured eyeshadow.
That's it. Well, usually you've got those big blue shoots because you've got massive... because they do it now, don't they? Around the eyes here, like, and then kind of... Did I just smudge mine? No, it's still there. Listen, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks
again.
Thank you very much for having us.
Remembrance Sunday. Have a great rest of the day and a safe journey home. Where are you off to?
Alsit. And then Twickenham.
Twickenham. Home of cricket. Talking about places far away, this is Demi Lovato, Made in the USA.